Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we are going to explore the topic of how to harvest the Word of God. How to harvest the Word of God, and what are you planning for God to harvest? And that's going to come from 2 Peter 3 and 18. And so I am so excited and delighted that each of you are on the line on this evening. And we're going to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come unto you thanking you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we be able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we thank you for blessing us to have a glorious, glorious, glorious day, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless us, Heavenly Father, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to help us to be ambassadors and that you continue to help us to work for your kingdom, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your sovereignty. We thank you for your grace and your peace and your mercy. And we ask, would this program be something that will edify and uplift and magnify your holy name? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the preached word. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're doing and the things you're going to do. We ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospital, bless those who are coming out, and bless those who are thinking about coming in. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you clear anything from us that is not like you, Lord, whatever it is. Lord, would you bless us to understand who you are and understand your will, Lord. We thank you for what is to come in these following weeks, Lord, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the moment of a refuge. We thank you for the moment of time, Lord. And then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to do your holy and righteous will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And there are so many people on the line, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So we're looking at growing in the Word of God. What are you planning for God to harvest? 2 Peter 3 and 18. All right. So as we get started, we are going to go ahead and get into the Word of God. And I need for you to get your paper and your pencils. We're getting ready to get into the Word of God. Now, none of this is scripted, amen. God just gave this word, and we are going to go with it. And we are still expecting great things from God. We thank God for all of our yeses, and we thank God for the closed doors. We thank God for the doors that's going to open, and we thank God for the pending doors, and we thank God for the delivering doors and all those type doors. We thank God for, amen, because we've had some great, great, great just revelations and some great stories, and God has blessed us to go a little bit higher in him. He's blessed us, and he's given us breakthroughs, and he just helped us. And so we thank God for everything that he's doing in our lives. All right, so if you could put down growing in the Word. Let's take a deep breath. Growing in the Word. And then the question is, what are you planting for God to harvest? What are you planting as a plant? What are you planting for God to harvest. All right. I want you to think about this right now. All right, God has blessed you in some capacity. Before we get to the scripture again, God has blessed all of us in some capacity, and he's given us what we call a niche. He's given us a niche. And so some God has given a niche to sing. Some God has given a niche to be great with numbers. Some has, God has given a niche to speak. Some God has given a niche to minister, to sing. I said that before. To teach, to lead, whatever it is, God has given you a niche. Now, within the upcoming days, we're going to focus on a business plan. God says, you know, get ready because we're going to need a business plan. He says, get ready because he's getting ready to propel us or move us or promote us. Okay, so when we look at niche, all right, I want you to write down all of your niches. That means everything that you have reasonable accountability for, that you have reasonable evidence to believe that you're good at, okay? Write down everything that you're good at, and I'm going to give you about 2 minutes. No, 1 minute, because you should know what you're good at, you know. I'm going to give you 1 minute to do so. Write down everything you have reasonable cause to believe that you're good at. Ready, go. All right, so in looking at your niches, what we're going to do, because God is going to take us through a series or a process, and we're going to do this no matter what ministry we're on, whether we've interviewed somebody. So after the interview, we're going to work on a business plan. God calls it a spiritual business plan that produces many crops in order to help the world, and also in order to give us a breakthrough as well. So I want you to look at your niches. Look at all of your niches, okay? All right. Now, this is going to be the hardest part, okay? I'm going to be very honest with you. When you look at your niches, I want you to only select one. And the reason why I say select one is because we're going to formulate a business plan with this particular one. Now then, the job that you go on every day, and some of you are entrepreneurs, so you don't work, but for some of us, we do work. And so the job that you go on every day does not count within this business plan. God says this is supplemental. It's a spiritual gift. It's a spiritual supplemental. We've been praying for breakthroughs. We've been praying for healing, deliverance. We've been praying for students. We've been praying for a lot of things. God says, what can you use in his kingdom to receive your breakthrough, but in order to help people as well? Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I am looking at all of my niches, and actually all of my niches fall in those categories. God says select one. So how do you do that? And God is going to tell us in just a second. All right, put a number one. And none of this is scripted, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm in the hot seat just like you are, okay? All right, number one. When we focus on a niche, this niche must be in the will of God. How do you know if it's in the will of God? And God says that this is something or a gift that he's given you, and you have not had any training. You have not had any training in this niche, but you've been performing this niche for over, listen to me, because God is being specific, for over a year, for over a year. I want you to look at it, all right? You must, this gift must be in the will of God, no training, and you must have been doing it over 1 year. Now, look at your list. If you have not been doing this over a year, and if you've received some type of training in this niche, if you receive training in this niche, and I'm talking about schooling, anything, you're going to have to mark it off your list, because that's not, that is a gift from God, but God is not speaking about that for this season, right? So look at it very closely and mark off the ones that you have received no training and you've been doing it for over a year, all right? Or actually circle. Okay, so, okay, all right. Now, you have your niches, and this must be in the will of God, which all of your niches are, says the Lord, all right? But I want you to check off the ones you receive no training and you've been doing it for over a year. No training whatsoever. You haven't attended any workshops. Nobody has taught you vocals or trained you. You're just doing it. You took the initiative. God says initiative. Go ahead and put a check mark. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay. All right. From that list, ladies and gentlemen, I have four. Some of you may still have three. That's why I only gave us a minute. Some of you may have all of them. All right? So from that list, I have four. Now, wow, God is good. Number two, and I don't know what God is going to say, look at your list, okay? No training. You've been doing it over a year, all right? Which one of these has been most helpful to people? You have extended your services to people. So people have benefited from whatever this is. And I want you to look at your list of four, look at your list of three. Some of you have a huge list. We're going to eliminate. God says process of elimination. Extend your services to the people. Which of these that you have left of your niches were you able to extend your services to people? And what I mean by that is I don't mean that you went and you just spoke to people. I mean that people were really moved or changed in this. Okay? So, look at it. And so this is a reciprocal thing. So, for instance, I'm going to give an example for radio. All right, I extend my services out to people because I want to shine. So radio will be in that category. All right, and I have three more that I really have to think about. The services that I'm providing for people. Wow. Okay. My list didn't change. All right. Number three. God says my list is going to change on this one. Okay. All right. And none of this is scripted. I have no idea what's coming next. Number three. All right. So number one was must be in the will of God, no training over 1 year. Number two is extended your services to people. So that's reciprocal. It's reciprocated. Number three is it has to do something with God. It has to do something with either glorifying God, thanking God, promoting God. Look at what you have. Now, you've been doing this for over a year. You may have a niche, but you've been doing this for over a year. And I'm talking about consistently. For over a year. I'm not talking about something God just blessed you with, because God just blessed me with something, too, to go with this. But you've been doing this for over a year. No training. Right? You extend your services to people. You glorify God. You uplift God. And you're promoting God. Now, if you just started something, that needs to come off your list. So something came off of my list. And I want you to really think about this. You've been doing it for over a year. I'm not talking about one gig per year. I'm talking about you've been doing this consistently. If you have not been doing this consistently, take it off the list. Oh, my gosh. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm down to two things. All right, number four. So for those of you who are joining me, because I have so many people online, your niche must be in the will of God. No training. You've been doing this for over a year. You've extended your services to the people. You're glorifying God, uplifting God, and promoting God. Number four, because of this particular gift that God has given, you've been able to receive benefits that glorify God. Benefits that glorify God. What does that mean? What is benefits that glorify God? For instance, you've been able to maybe interview some of God's most anointed. You've been in the presence of God's most anointed. You've been able to speak on platforms. You've been able to speak to individuals who love the Lord as much as you do. Anything that benefits God, you've been able to do because of the gift of God. Look at your list. Only have two things. All right. Number five, and I think this is going to do it. The niche that we are looking at this particular time is a source in which you can utilize in order to increase and grow all of the niches that you have listed. God says that the source or resource, this serves as a source or resource in order to promote your niches. This serves as a source or resource to promote your niches. This serves as a source or resource to promote your niches. Ladies and gentlemen, I only have one. All right. And if you still have some, then you skip the step. All right. Must be in the will of God. No training. You must be doing this consistently over 1 year. What is consistently? At least once a month. I'm going to say at least once a month, but it's also daily or every other day or every 2 weeks. Number two, extended your services to people. It's not just about you speaking. It's about a reciprocation. You're extending your services to people. And then it glorifies God, it uplifts God, it benefits, you've been able to receive benefits to glorify God, such as speaking to the people of God, such as being on platforms, being featured in many different things because of God. And then finally, this can serve as a vehicle or a source or a resource to promote your other niches. Okay? All right, I want you to circle that big word, and I'm going to be honest with you. That big word for me is radio. That big word for me is radio, and God says that we're going to plant a business plan for radio because radio is going to be the outlet for every other niche that we've named. Now, yours may be different. Yours may be singing, God says. Singing is going to be the vehicle for you to minister. It's going to be the vehicle for you to do outreach. It's going to be the vehicle for you to step on platforms. So what I want you to do at this time before we get into the Word of God is to remember that particular vehicle, because this vehicle is what we're going to focus on when we begin to make our spiritual plan, because God says that many times we make our plans, our supplemental plans for our breakthroughs, and God is not in the plan. And God has to be in the plan, right? And so God says that not only is he going to help us with our regular, you know, job, he says, but also with what he's really called us to do. And he says when he talks about what he's called us to do, he says you always need a vehicle to get to where you're going. And he talks about the vehicle. He says this is a vehicle. He says, you're anointed in leadership. Yes, you're anointed in education and understanding about economics and how the networks work and social media. He says, but you need a vehicle to get there. And he says your vehicle is what he has anointed you to do in order to continue to be successful at whatever you do. Okay? So let's look at, for instance, your niche. So what I want you to do, and God is showing me a visual, and then we're going to get into the Word of God of how we're going to go about this plan within the next couple of weeks. We're going to start, you know, the plan tonight, and then we're going to pray over it, and then we're going to have an encouraging word from God, okay? All right, so I want you to write that big vehicle on a sheet of paper. It doesn't matter where you write it. Just write it. And I want you to put vehicle. Now, when we look at a vehicle gets us from point A to point B or wherever we need to go, right? So I want you to put on there, under whatever your vehicle is, mode of breakthrough. Now, let's on this vehicle, all right? And God is speaking, and he says there are some components of this vehicle. He says, number one, he says, you pray over this vehicle. He says, because you pray for protection, you pray that this vehicle will get you where you need to be. And so you pray about this vehicle. You pray over it for protection. He says, number two, when you have this vehicle, he says this vehicle is going to serve as a place where you deposit things. So it's a place of protection, and it's a place where we deposit great things. Okay. Then he says this vehicle also serves as a service to the people. Then finally he says that this particular vehicle has a warranty. Wow. He said it has a warranty. And we're going to talk about these four components that God has given us, because I want you to understand, first of all, what business plan we're moving toward, spiritual business plan we're moving toward. And then I want you to understand the four components that God is speaking of. God says, all right, with this vehicle, he says that the reason why we have to pray for our vehicle, he says, is we're praying for protection, because we want to make sure that our vehicle continues to run and that our vehicle continues to have the right maintenance on it, okay? Number two is a place where we deposit great things. God says that within this journey of life, he says that we're going to have to carry our things within that car. He says, within that vehicle, whatever the vehicle is. For instance, radio. When we deal with radio, we're going to have many people who come on the radio, and they're looking for a program that's uplifting. They're looking for a program where they can highlight their gifts and deposit their gifts unto people and reach the people, so that people will know that God is able and God can give great things. And so it's going to be, this vehicle is going to be like a testimony vehicle, or a testimony a gift from God. Then he says service to the people. When we talk about service to the people, he's talking about providing the word of God, providing food to the people. That's what he's talking about. Then he says, this is the part that I really love. Let me put providing food to the people. This is what I really love. God says that this particular vehicle, radio, has a warranty. He says, but the warranty is everlasting. Can you believe that? The warranty is everlasting. He says, once he puts his label on there, God says that it never fades. He says that, you know, the prophecies may cease. He says that flowers may fade away. He says life may fade away, but the word of God never fades away. And he says once he gives us something, the vehicle, and he puts his stamp of approval, it has a warranty. And the warranty is everlasting. And that's so important to understand. The warranty is everlasting. So you now can identify what your vehicle is. You identify and you know what your vehicle is. Now, in your vehicle, whatever that is, I want you to go back real quick before we get into the word, and then I wish you a great evening. I want you to go back real quick, and I want you to look at your niches. And the way you know that this is your vehicle is because when you look at your niches, you can put every last one of these in your vehicle. And it's true, I can. Speaking, Radio. Promoting radio. Ministry radio. Communication radio. Education radio. Shopping radio. Retail radio. Radio. So the vehicle should be aligned with your niches. Now then, God speaks about misalignment. He says, if there's a misalignment, for instance, in your particular niche, God says either he did not ordain you to do that, or that is something that you just wrote down. And so we have to make sure that within our niches is in the will of God. And God describes this as no training in over 1 year. That's what God says. No training in over 1 year. And he's not talking about anything that, he's talking about a gift that you have, nothing that you could have went to school for. This is something that you've taken the initiative to do because God gave you that gift. And so my particular niche or my vehicle is a radio. That's my vehicle. And God wants me to use the radio and optimize it. And so we're going to make a business plan. And my business plan is going to be different from yours because yours may be singing and mine is radio. Yours may be social media marketing and mine is radio. Simple as that. And so within the few weeks, we're going to make a spiritual plan because God calls it a breakthrough. And God is doing some great things. Before we get into this, God is doing some great things. He's opening doors. He's closing doors. He's putting us in valley moments. He's putting us in mountain experiences. He's doing some really great things in our lives, and we should thank God for it. I say that last week was a great week, and God is continuing to speak, and he's continuing to move. And so God says that everything is just for a moment. And because it's just for a moment, he says we have to be sure that we continue to edify and magnify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we look at 2 Peter 3:18, it says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. Amen. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we talk about growth and dealing with our vehicle, and I'm going to be very brief as the Lord has given this to me. When we talk about growth within our vehicle, whatever your vehicle is, think about that. We have to become knowledgeable of what God wants us to do while we drive this vehicle. We have to become knowledgeable of what God wants us to do while we drive this vehicle. How do we become knowledgeable? By reading the Word of God and listening to God. It's the same way that we became knowledgeable by forming this vehicle in order to deliver our niches. God says we're forming a vehicle. We have a vehicle in order to deliver our niches. God says the reason why that a lot of people aren't moving, he says, is because they didn't have a vehicle. Amen. Praise God. He says we walk by faith but not by sight. God says, but you need a vehicle to get there because some people's anointing extends more than across the street or extends more than down a road or extends more than another city. Some people are all over the world. Excuse me. God said we must have a vehicle. He says the vehicle to get us there. So now that we have identified the vehicle, God says that now you're able to move and transition because you now have a vehicle. You now have a means of transportation that is authorized by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God says that people become weary when they're walking. People become weary and they give up on their dreams. They give up on their visions. He says because the anointing or because their gift is so far spread out and because it's so far spread out and people get tired of walking, they just quit. But God has given us a vehicle. He says you want to carry these niches in your spiritual vehicle. Now that we have identified that, that is the most important thing. So it's good to know that my vehicle is radio. God says that's where he wants me to carry all of my niches, and he wants me to spread abroad. He says, once again, because this particular niche and this anointing is not just across the street, it's not just around, downtown, and it's not just in Houston, Texas, or Dallas, Texas, or Austin, Texas. He said it's across the world. He says, so radio is my vehicle. What is yours? You should be able to identify that. You should have already identified that. Then he talks about the knowledge. He talks about the knowledge that comes from going to these different areas with this vehicle. He says you have to when we talk about knowledge, you have to know the word of God and what God wants you to do. How do you do that? By listening and reading the word of God constantly, by growing and planting that seed. And when we talk about planting the seed, we're talking about planting the word of God in our hearts and putting on the full armor, making sure that we have on the right uniform, putting on the full armor of God so that we can be the best and so that we can serve God in spirit and in truth. To him be glory both now and forevermore. And we glorify God. Why do we glorify God? Because he is getting us from point A to point B. He's getting us ready and prepared for our particular anointing. And God says, yes, all of us have several niches. That's just how good God is. He's blessed us with several niches. And because he's blessed us with so many niches, right, then God gives us, because he's blessed us with so many niches, God gives us that vehicle in order to carry those particular niches. All right? All right. So, that's what we're going to do there. All right. So, within the next few days and weeks, we're going to have a series. And this series is building a spiritual business plan. Because within the recent days, God has given, wow, I mean, so many opportunities, so many plans, that now we need a vehicle in order to spread these things around the world, because this is a more than across the street. Now, some people's niches will be across the street or down the highway, but God has provided a vehicle so that we will not faint or grow weary while walking. Amen? So, now that you've identified, now that we've identified our vehicle, on tomorrow, of course, we're going to go through our needs and wants, okay? And then afterwards, we're going to go through our first business course. And it's entitled, Getting Your Foot in the Door. And I'm going to be very honest with you. I am taking notes because I want to make this into a book because God has given this. And the reason why I'm going through this particular process is because I want you to see that it works. I want people to see that it works. And there are some goals that we're going to make and some plans that we're going to make with this particular spiritual business course. For instance, in order to measure growth or gain, one of my goals is I will have 6 speaking engagements before God's will 2017, right? But it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of planning, and your stuff or your information has to be quality. When we talk about radio, how many gospel artists am I going to target and promote? How many R&B artists am I going to target and promote? I need to be promoting some of those R&B artists as well, because that's a gift from God. How many authors will I promote? How many health instructors will I promote? How many forums will I have? How many more community events will I have for this particular year? And so it's not about how much just I will increase, but how much you will increase as well. So I'm going to walk you through formulating a sheet that God is going to give me, and we're going to go through this plan, and we're going to do this actually, I believe I put for 30 days, and we're starting today, so we have 29 more days. So we've already identified our vehicle. We know what it is. All right? So after the shows that we have, because I believe we have one show where I interview someone on Thursday, after that show, we're going to have another business course. So for 30 consecutive days, we're going to be doing business. And as I said before, God has added on some other things to this particular ministry, promoting a store, and which is great. And now we have to understand how to leverage and get this information out to the people where they will get the best deals and things of that nature, right? Because we want to spread the message of God as much as possible and give individuals leverage to have the lowest prices, okay, when we're talking about music or anything of that nature. So, today, remember, I'm going to give you a brief synopsis. We identified our vehicle. My vehicle is radio. Yours may be singing, playing the piano. I don't know, but my vehicle is radio. That is the mode of breakthrough. That is how we are going to make it to our destinations, speaking, promoting artists, you know, have artists that I need to promote. How am I going to do this? God says, through radio. He says, you know, he's giving you the niche of promoting, giving you the niche of networking, but you have to have a vehicle to get there. And when we talk about that, we talk about radio. That's my vehicle. It's not the vehicle I have outside. My vehicle is radio. Okay? Then God says we pray over this vehicle. Okay? And we're going to do that tomorrow. That's going to be the first phase. Pray over it. This is going to be the vehicle where everything is deposited. When we need to go to speak, we're going to use radio as our outlet. When we need to promote gospel artists, radio, because that's what God says he's given me to drive his vision. Okay? Services to the people. This is how we're providing services to the people, radio. People come on all the time. For instance, yesterday, Ms. Solomon says she had a diaper. She's having a diaper drive. Well, what's my vehicle? Radio. How am I going to get this to millions of people? Radio. How am I going to get more people to listen to the station? Radio. And promoting and networking. But it's mostly, God says, radio. Because people listen from all over the world. Then God says the warranty is limitless. It's endless. It's everlasting. And so I don't have to worry about a warranty going out. You know, God says that if anything needs to be fixed, he has it. Because this is his warranty. This is his project. He's just allowing me, God says, amen, praise God, to lease this vehicle, the radio, for everlasting. Because God has given me this project, okay? All right. So on tomorrow, God's will, I want you to go ahead and bring some paper and pencil because we're going to start our first class. Now, I know that tomorrow, God's will, a lot of people are going to be consumed with the star test, but that's during the day. And God's going to bless us, and he's going to bless everybody around the state to do well. It's going to be great. It's going to run smooth. But we're going to have a business course, and I'm going to tell you what time it is, and it's entitled Getting Your Foot in the Door. And I'm going to pray about what time it's going to be because I want to make sure that people are able to hear this particular message, which this is archived, so it doesn't matter when you hear it, but I don't want you to get behind either. And with this, as we go along, I'm going to make a portfolio, a binder, because God says that with this vehicle of radio, you're going to create a project within this. And so there's a lot of things going on with the AfreedomLoveShow.com, and we reach a lot of people because of God, not because of me, by no means. I don't have, and I'm going to be very honest with you, for this particular business course, as we go through the process, it's a revelation process, and a lot of you who are in ministry, Christianity, you understand what I'm saying. It's like sometimes you prepare to give a message to the congregation, and God changes it. The message that you're going to give within 5 minutes before you're supposed to stand up. Well, with this business course, God is going to walk us through this, and I'm going to give you the vision just like I've been doing when I come on to pray or when I come on for any type of message, especially when you deal with the spiritual realm because you're functioning under the unction of God. And so God has worksheets that when I say worksheets, God calls it blueprints, templates that we're going to use, and I'm going to walk you through it as I see it, as God shows me. For instance, he's showing me, let's just practice right quick. I want you to know that this is real. All right, so I have lined paper, so I want you to draw a line across that first line of your paper. I'm going to show you what God is showing me. Draw a line all the way across the first line of the paper. Then I want you to draw another line on the second line. Just make it dark. In the middle of those two lines, I want you to put your vehicle. And I'm not going to put my vehicle because this is a template, but it's going to be your vehicle. Then I want you to draw a line going straight down your paper after you've written vehicle. And I want you to draw a square on the left side, just a square, an open square,
and I want you to extend that line to the right side. All right? Within that, the square on the left side, I want you to draw a line in the middle of that square. Okay? I want you to put quadrant or quad, Q-U-A-D, 1. And then on the other side, I want you to put quad 2. All right? Then I want you to do the same thing on the right side. Put quad 1. And actually, you're going to put this on the right side of your paper. I know it's different. And then quad 2 on the left side. All right? All right. Now, for quad 1 on the left side, I want you to put goal 1. For quad 2 on the... For quadrant, okay, so you have quadrant 1 on the left side right now. And when I say left side, I'm speaking of, and God is showing me this, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm going to make it simple for you because I'll probably draw it out for you. Quad 1 on the left side, okay, and you, all right, of the word vehicle, you have quad 1, goal 1. Then for quad 2, put goal 2. All right, then on the right side, you have another quad 1. I want you to put goal 1, quad 2, goal 2. All right, then you have some space right under two boxes. I want you to put people, and I want you to put places. That's one template. That's one template, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to fill them in. I'm going to go through it with you. And so we're making a binder. So bring either a notebook or something because we're getting ready to form a spiritual breakthrough plan. I am not joking. My vehicle is radio. That is my vehicle. I'm going to tell you like this while we have time, and I want to, because a lot of people are very serious about this business thing, and I'm going to tell you, you know, God has allowed me to oversee the AfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the Afrida, also known as the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. He's allowed me to do that. And because he's allowed me to do that, I've been able to extend to many different people all over this world. All right? And I've been able to step on platforms. I've been able to speak at speaking engagements and just meet a plethora of people. And it has also helped me to come out of my shyness that I had when I was, like, in junior high and a little bit of high school, but not really. And so I'm not shy anymore, okay? But it's very important that you identify your vehicle. We are getting ready to go on our mission. We're getting ready to go on our vision. And you have to have a vehicle because we're going to be praying. We're going to be fasting for breakthroughs. And I'm going to tell you, where God is going to send us in order to glorify him, it's not going to be in walking distance. We're going to have our vehicle. When I talk about walking distance, I'm saying that we're going to have to really bring it. We're going to have to utilize our vehicle. We're going to have to really promote it because people, God says people are still asleep. People are not hungry or yearning the word of God like they used to be. And you're going to have to use your vehicle. Some of you have singing as your vehicle. Praise God. I might take some of y'all with me because I need somebody to sing for me. I don't know. Some of us have speaking. Some of us have praying. Some of us have leading, teaching. We're going to need all that because God says that he's getting ready to flood. He's getting ready to open up the doors. And I believe it because it happened this weekend. God gave me something that he has allowed me to oversee again. And you might see me put a little bit of it on the web. But we have to have that vehicle in order to get around. We have to. And so it's very important that you identify before you come on this 29-day breakthrough business plan. It's very important that you identify your vehicle. And I'm not talking about a BMW, Rolls Royce, Jaguar. No. Spiritual vehicle. What is your gift? that God has given unto you. Yes, you went to school to be a leader. You went to school to be a teacher. You went to school to be a journalist. You went to school to be an actress. You went to school to work in film. You went to school to be a nurse. But what did God give you? And I know that each person has something that God has given them. And I have the criteria, and I will put it on the website, what God has given me, because that's going to go on our binder as well. Because I want you to be able to reciprocate this training as well. And I'm praying to God because I want this training to be spread. Because I'm new at this as far as really being serious about radio. You know, I never imagined that I would fall in love with radio, but it happened. I love radio. I love dealing with people. I love talking to people. And this was something that I used to do a lot when I was a kid, you know. You know, I really didn't, you know. Of course, I was social and all that stuff, but I was shy. And so now it's like, woo, let my hair down, let's go with it, you know. But we're going to put this criteria down. This will be our first. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and do this. For some of you who's just joining, because it's very important. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get into this course, it's very important that you have a vehicle. And I'm not talking about, once again, I'm not talking about the Jaguars, the Rolls Royce, the BMWs. I'm talking about a spiritual vehicle, your niche, your gift that God has given unto you. I want you, if you're just now joining, I want you to re-listen to this particular segment from beginning to end. There are four components that I want you to put in your binder, and I'm going to give you these four components again, all right? What I told the class, what I told the people on the radio right now is to write the title, Growing in the Word. This is the first day of class. You didn't know you was in class, but this is the first day of class. Growing in the Word, and we're talking about the Word of God. Then I told them to write the question, what are you planting for God to harvest? And we didn't say planting. We said planting with a T. What are you planting for God to harvest? Then we went and I gave each person 1 minute to write down their niche about what they wanted or something that they're good at. And I didn't give them any criteria or anything. What are you good at? And I gave everybody 1 minute because I didn't want like 1,000 things written down because God has been so good to all of us. But I gave each person a minute, and I ended up with 8 things, okay? Now, there was a criteria because God says we must identify the first part of this phase, is identifying the vehicle. And I tell everybody that even when we go to trainings, when God blesses us to train people from around the world, that's why I'm keeping notes so I can remember this stuff. But we must have a vehicle because God says that his anointing, he says it reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. He says that these particular ministries and anointings and projects, they're not across the street. They're not down the street. You know, they're not 200 or 300 miles away. He says they extend to cities and states and countries and nations. And so there are some criteria. For instance, number one, must be in the will of God. How do we know? God says you have received no training, and you've been doing this over 1 year. And once again, the over 1 year is at least once a month. If you say I've been doing it, you know, it happened once a year, then that's not considered a gift that God has given unto you. Okay? Must be in the will of God, no training over 1 year. We're not talking about vocal training, none of that. You didn't receive any training. You just did it. Extended your services to people. If this is a service that you provide to people, you glorify God, you uplift God, you're promoting God. Benefits that glorify God, you've been able to cover events, praise God. You've been able to speak on platforms, sing on platforms. You've been able to speak to God's most anointed people, people you see on TV. You've been able to, help promote music and things of that nature. That's the will of God. And then finally, God says that whatever this is must be a source or resource to promote your niches. For instance, somebody said that I'm a singer. Somebody just texted me and they said, I'm a singer. They says, how is this a vehicle? This is a vehicle because you're giving testimonies. I told them you must be kind of like a speaker. You're giving testimonies about what you've been through, and you're helping to deliver people. You're ministering unto people through song. So that is a vehicle to get to people, to reach people's hearts. And that's the most important thing, is reaching people's hearts and souls. And so that's your vehicle. And I told the class, I told the audience, said, identify your vehicle because we're going somewhere. So mine is radio. Now, the modal breakthrough, God says, you know, we're going to pray during this class, and we're going to pray over our vehicle because this is what's going to transport us. We want to make sure that we get to our destination with the right things. And God says our hearts and minds must be clear of things. He said this is a place where we deposit great things. So when we go to these different places, when we get on the radio station, we are thinking about the great things of God. When I get on the radio station, this is not a gossip radio station. We're talking about uplifting people's gifts and what God has blessed them with. Then service to the people. How are we serving the people? Where we're highlighting their gifts, we're promoting them, we're promoting their music so that people will understand and recognize and know who they are as well as what they do for the Lord. Then God says that with this vehicle, He said, because you know how we go in, we buy new vehicles, and we may have a warranty for 5, 10 years. You know, let's be realistic, more like 5 years. God says this warranty is everlasting. And that's how you know that this vehicle is by God, because it's not going to break down. He says we may break down because we're human. He says, but this particular radio station, this particular, your song, your singing, He says it's everlasting. And then He says, with this vehicle, He says, we must understand and have the knowledge in order to carry on. And all I get in understanding of who you're serving, because you're not going to, every place that you go to, you're not going to be accepted. You're going to be accepted by most, but some people say, you know, I don't believe in God. What are you going to do with that? How are you going to sing your way through? How are you going to minister your way through? You may be going through the storms of life yourself, but you are asked to uplift and magnify God. And so God is going to build us and help us to become stronger. So on today, I really want you, if you came at the end, I really want you to identify your vehicle. And you can name it whatever you want to. You know, it doesn't matter. If you want it to be a Volkswagen, a Toyota, a Ford, BMW, Jaguar, whatever you want. But at the end of the day, it's going to be your vehicle to get to your destination. And my vehicle is a radio, and I'm just going to call it radio. That's it, you know. And so on tomorrow, God's will, we're going to go over our needs and wants like we've been doing on Mondays. And then we're going to have a business course entitled Getting Your Foot in the Door. And a lot of people think getting your foot in the door, that means that I have to know this person. Know that. We're talking about knowing God. We're talking about listening to the revelation of God and how God says you have to get your foot into the door when you get to these destinations with your vehicle. We're not Bogarting, we're not breaking doors, none of that. God says, how do you get your foot in the door spiritually? And He talks about, God has already shown me, He's going to talk about some of the commandments. He's going to talk about some of the gifts that we have, the anointings that gives us favor and grace and mercy where the door is just open for us because people are hungry for that. And so we're going to have a brief business course, and I'm going to advertise it on my Facebook page, but we're going to have a brief business course that's going over those different things. Because part of ministry is not only getting on the air, speaking about how good God is, but showing people how good God is. Because God is worthy to be praised, and He's good like that. Amen? And so what we're going to do, as I said before, is we are going to really get into His business course. And I'm serious about this because I'm ready to go ahead and spread the message of God. I'm ready to help people receive their breakthroughs through God. God said it's time. But we have to do some things. And this is a 30-day course, but we're already on day one. So you have identified your vehicle. And as I said before, people like to get creative, call it a Toyota, Trans Am, Corvette, BMW, Jaguar, whatever you want to call it, station wagon, Batmobile, I don't care, as long as you know your vehicle, okay? All right. Now then, since we finished that, I have a few announcements to make. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. I have so many people on the line, and I really encourage you to come on tomorrow, God's will. And it's going to be nighttime because my schedule is hectic. I have meetings. It may be at 10 o'clock. And the reason why I say that is because I have meetings on tomorrow, and it's no really time frame. So it's kind of like the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God hits you, you just don't know. But I know that it'll be a little bit before 10 or by 10 where I will be online, and we're going to do this, and we're going to go through that process that God has given us. And as I said before, as far as the templates and the business plan, God is going to give us all that. I don't have any of that. God says that he has us. And so if God brings us to it, he's going to bring us through it. And so you know your vehicle, so we have a jump start, okay? All right, I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or the AfridaLoveShow.com, click on Love Radio. That's AfridaLoveShow.com, click on Love Radio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, please, please Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, as my computer just went off, in addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one and call out what they need. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray unto God, you know, for this country. Pray for our students on tomorrow, God's will. Most students will be taking the STAR test. And so on May 9th, which is tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. Make sure that you get some good rest. Don't stay up late. Make sure that if you wear glasses, wear your glasses. Make sure that you try to arrive to school before 8 o'clock. Make sure that you're well-fed. Make sure you're in a good mood. Make sure that you are ready to test. Make sure you check your answers. Some of you have 4 hours, and some of you have extended time. It just depends. Make sure that you check your work. Make sure you answer all the questions on the answer document. Make sure that you use the process of elimination. If you know an answer is wrong, go ahead and mark that answer out. You have a 75% chance of getting the answer right. Make sure that you pray tonight. If you believe in prayer, make sure that you pray tonight. And even if you don't, still pray, because God is able to answer prayers. And just make sure that you continue to trust and believe in God, because God is able and God never fails in anything that he does. Okay? All right. Now then, as I try to put my computer back up, if you will, please go to the website of of Alfreda.hubpages.com. Please be sure to go there. Alfreda.hubpages.com. When you go to that particular site, you will see many different articles. My computer's still not up, but you will see many different articles. And with those articles, you will also see many things in politics, music, celebrities, charities. You will see many different things. Be sure to read those articles. I want to thank each and every one of you for going out to vote, that's Bellmead residents and Waco residents alike. Thank you for going out to vote. As long as you guys are satisfied and you voted for what you want, then I'm satisfied as well. And so I really appreciate each and every one of you who went out and vote. And those of you who kind of got mixed up on what the question was asking, we're going to be fine. He's going to bless us anyway, because if God is for us, who can be against us? Amen? Amen. Now let's go to the AfridaLoveShow.com. This is the particular website where everything is on here. I mean everything, okay? If you look at this welcome page, this is the AfridaLoveShow.com, and you hear some music, I'm getting ready to turn it down. I always say that. Okay. AfridaLoveShow.com, here's the homepage with Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. We're going to go ahead and click on that particular site today. She's interested in film, television, and music. So if you're in the Mississippi area and you're looking for casting calls for gospel artists who can sing and who's talented and multi-talented and all that good stuff, then Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford will be the person. All right, so we looked at the homepage here, and here's the bio, and then the music, and then the calendar. Then we have the news, all right? Then the contact, if you want to contact her. There you go right there. Then, of course, the store. This is her store, so be sure to check out her store, which is on cdbaby.com, all right? All right, so just check that out. And then if we go back, me go back real quick to Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's interested in ministry and gospel, and here is her page here, and you can hear her music, and there's a bio, things of that nature, so be sure to check her out. All right. Then, of course, you have Love Radio. When you click on Love Radio, you're going to be right in the studio, right in the heart of the studio. And if you click under my picture, you will be able to receive email updates as to when the show will air. Email updates as to when the show will air. You will be able to receive that, okay? You will be able to receive that. All right? Let's go back. When you look at these particular shows, scroll all the way down, and you'll see some numbers as well. And I believe the numbers go all the way to 29 or 30. You will be able to see those different shows, okay? All right. Now, let's go to upcoming events. We have the Marcy Gerald story here. Marcy Gerald story. Of course, we have the radio station. When you click on radio station, you will be right there. And then, of course, the bestseller, The Spiritual Guide to Go. And it's actually on this website, and it's at a reasonable price. And the purpose of this spiritual guide is to increase awareness of how God expects us to walk in His Word and identify the principles, all of the principles, in our faith walk. Amen? Amen. So that's a spiritual guide on the go. All right? All right. Now let's go to About the Venue. As you all know, that this is an international radio station. We go to many different events. As I said before, this is my vehicle. I've identified this as my vehicle. I'm going to make my business plan, my spiritual business plan, around this vehicle. Upcoming events, we're still working on the Marcy Gerald script story. Location and contact, send a comment or review, name, email, subject and message, click submit button. Then, of course, our contact. There is the email, and if you'd like to be on the show, be sure to email me and email the AfridaLoveShow.com about any new events. Then the gospel artists in the industry. Here are some of the gospel artists in the industry. Be sure to support their music as well. All right. Some of the links, when you look at the links, you have Eddie Ruth Bradford and Minister LaShawn McLemore. And there's the radio station, the spiritual guide, then Love's Comedy and Entertainment, Love of Jesus Ministry, and Love's Media and Event Coverage are all fan pages. If you click on the LinkedIn page, you can also connect with me on the LinkedIn page right here. Okay, the LinkedIn page right there. All right, and then also we have the articles, the hub pages that I was trying to pull up earlier. So if you click on the article, there's a 2-cent article. And many people are still reading it. Wow, that's good, that's good, that's good. Okay, so be sure to check out that as well. Okay, then if we go to meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford, there's her bio. If you stay on this page long enough, you will hear her music right now, Blessed to Be a Blessing, is playing. Then there is Meet Radio Host Dr. Avrita. This particular article, here are some of the speaking topics, school matters, health matters, leadership, religion, things of that nature. Then, of course, there's Love's Author Corner with some books, and we added Miss Melissa Hood's book. We're going to add some more books. She's from Round Rock, Texas. Then we have Health and Human Performance. We have this is the health topics, nutrition, and things of that nature. We have entertainment and television. Be sure to check out all the entertainers. If you have any more entertainers who would like to be on the ministry, just please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Here's the R&B artist. Please be sure to email me. Then meet artist Minister LaShawn McLemore. This is her bio and her song. Then we have community engagement. Here's some of the things that I've done within the community. Then, of course, we have the StellarGospelMusic.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. All right. You see many different pictures of new faces of some of the gospel artists. Of course, I'm your host. New Gospel Music Projects, we have Mr. Tim Bowman, Jr. He has a song, All Hit CD. To inform the AfridaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonyaunderscorelove@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. Our two artists for the week, we have Minister LaShawn McLemore, I'm Healed, followed by Sister Vicky Winans and Mr. Tim Bowman as well. All right. At freedomloveshow.com, shows for April and May, actually, we have, of course, the Elizabeth Gerald story that we're still highlighting and Miss Solomon's story. And she's out of Grand Prairie, Texas. And she has a school or a daycare, a learning center that really helps students, so you need to really tap into what she's doing. Then, of course, we have the Stellar Gospel Music Magazine. We know that TV shows Empire comes on Wednesdays, Bounce TV presents It's a Man's World on Tuesdays, Mary and Mary on Thursdays, and The Carmichael Show on Sundays. Radio 1, Psalmist Erica Campbell will be the radio host in the AM on Radio 1, and I believe she starts on Wednesday, well, actually Tuesday, the 10th. Okay, Stellar Gospel Music Billboard, Top Billboard, we're still adding gospel artists. Please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Of course, there's that freedomloveshow.com television. Advertise your church. Just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Then Facebook me, @freedomlove, or Facebook me, Dr. Afridi Emanuel Love, or Facebook me, Afridi Emanuel Love, or Instagram me, Afridi Love, or LinkedIn, Afridi Love. Okay? About us. All right, this is the international radio station. I've interviewed so many people, so if you want to know the format of the show and things of that nature, just please check on that. And then you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to contact me, here's the exact form, name, email, subject message, click the submit button, please. Also, you can contact me on Facebook at @AfridaLove. All right, services, of course, we have the radio station, we have events, speaking, the book, and blogs as well. All right, church events around the world, pastors. All right, so we have the Allstate Gospel Superfest on May the 14th, and that is featuring Sister Vivica Fox. Then we also have a Trayvon Martin play. And this starts on the 12th through May 22nd. And this is in Philly, Philadelphia. Then we have the Hezekiah Walker Presents the Choir Fest in Charlotte at Azusa. And this is May 14th. Then we have Dreams, Turning Dreams into Reality. And that's what we're doing on May the 20th. Then we have the Gigantic Gospel Concert. We're looking in the future on the 11th. Lord Jesus. Sunday, September 11th, 2016. And we have some of the greatest gospel artists who will be featured there. If you have any more events, please be sure to get your flyers out as soon as possible. People are asking what events are coming up. I'm in this city. I'm in this state. And so I'm trying to give them the events as well as I'm trying to attend some of these events as well. All right? So that concludes that. Also, I want you to look at a website, ilovebargains.com. This is part of the Amazon website, but it is giving us the greatest deals on music. I tell a lot of, I'm going to have some seminars too for new radio hosts online, especially. I want to share my resources with you because I'm not in competition with anyone because God is going to make a way regardless because this is His show. But I use this website for some music, especially the gospel music. If you go to the, click on the left side and go to gospel music, we have some gospel artists within this particular range here. For instance, I'm going to pull up Mary Mary, for instance. I'm going to search. All right, you click on search. Computer would stall when I'm trying to teach a lesson here, but that's okay. But anyway, you click on search, and what you'll find is you'll find their music, okay? You'll see Mary Poppins and all those good people, but if you scroll down, you'll see Mary Mary, and this is an audio CD. It's one disc. It'll tell you the label, the release date, which is 2005, and it'll give you some great prices, all right? If you're really looking for music in the past or in the present, this will be a great site. They have great deals, whether it's R&B, if you're on an R&B station. I usually like to interview many of these R&B artists, and so I like to purchase their music. But I do play gospel on this particular station. And so, for instance, the Mary Mary CD is like $2.99. You can buy it also for 49 cents. So these are some great, great, great deals while still supporting gospel artists. So I use this particular website. I love bargains.com. They have, of course, a music store, a bookstore. My book is also in here because pretty soon we're going to have a book study. If you type in a spiritual guide, when you type in a spiritual guide, other books will come up as well, but I should be the second one, a spiritual guide to go. Let's see what it'll do. I'm the second book here, A Spiritual Guide to Go by Afridi Emmanuel Love. This is a paperback book, 50 pages, and it's only $3.53. So these are some great prices as compared to other pricing. We have some education and teaching books as well. I'm going to see if the book First Years is on here. There was a book that we had to read at Baylor University, and it was by Mr. Wong, I believe. And it was entitled something about your first years as a teacher. And it was a really good book, and I still remember it. And so let's see here. Okay. If I find it, I will let you guys know. But we have some educational books on here. And, of course, we have humor and entertainment. We have game stores, video game stores, audio software, home and garden stores. So please, please, please be sure, be sure, be sure to visit the ilovebargains.com. And that's one of Amazon's stores as well. And I'm helping to promote that. Okay? All right. So let's go back. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com because I know that you could be doing something else, but you decided to join me on this evening, and I thank you so much. I ask that you would come back on tomorrow, God's will. We're going to have a later show just because of so many meetings and things that's going on. So please come back on tomorrow and receive your free course in getting your foot in the door, getting your foot in the door. And, of course, we're going to have our needs and wants. And then I will let you know what we're going to have during the rest of the week. I do know that we have an interview on Thursday, and it's going to be a great interview. So I want you guys to come back and enjoy that. We're going to have some educational interviews. We're going to have some publicists. We're going to have some radio hosts. I mean, God has just blessed us with so many great people. And so we're going to have all of these individuals coming on the ministry, and it's going to be fantastic, okay? So if someone asks you, I don't care who it is, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love that you are because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afridi. Love. And listen, remember, students, because I know some of you are listening, and parents and grandparents, remember to pray tonight. It's going to be fine. God is going to bless every student who takes this test in a major way, whether they increase in growth of their grades or whether it be everybody passes. But God is going to make this week a great week because we're prayed over it and it's already done. God is going to bless this week, and he's going to bless each student, each parent. He's going to bless each person to have a good night's rest and to attend school on tomorrow and to give your very best. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Dr. Afridi Love. And remember to come back on tomorrow to listen to the AfridiLoveShow.com with Dr. Afridi Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afridi Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.